So I'm going to guide us in paying attention to what goes on inside. Well, mostly we use references to the body. We mostly notice what's going on in the body. So first of all, feel yourself in this body. Just generally, feel your body. Know that you're sitting in a chair or on a bench or on the floor or something. That your legs are crossed or they're folded under you or your feet are flat or whatever you're noticing. Just general. Now notice, if you can, the sense of uprightness up your spine, as though your spine thinks you're standing up and walking around. So there's a kind of lift that happens in the spine this way. You don't see people walking around very rarely, unless they're drunk or something or very old. You don't see people walking and slumping simultaneously. We slump when we're sitting. So pretend for your spine that you're standing and walking. Feel a sense of uprightness so that the vertebrae are lifting up off each other. There's an upwards feeling of energy from the pelvis up the spine. And include a sense of floating your head. This isn't with tension and muscles. This is more sort of an inner lifting feeling, gentle. So float the head a bit. And as you float your head so it's lightly over the top of your spine, drop the chin a little and extend through the back of the neck a bit. So the back of your head is higher than the front of your head. That extends the back of the neck and relaxes you around the throat. Just gently, not exaggeratedly, but typically we have our noses in the air more and our chin sticking out. So bring the chin in and lower it slightly. That's easier and more spacious for your neck and keeps your head from slumping. Now notice what's going on with your face. And we hold lots of tension in the face, so try and relax all around your face. First of all, your forehead. You don't need to scrunch your eyebrows together. There shouldn't be any frowning and no wrinkling around the forehead. A wide, smooth, soft forehead. Imagine your eyebrows apart from each other, wide. Feel the smoothness between where your frown lines would be. And then down into the eyes themselves. We tend to hold the eyeballs in with the eyelids. Soften your eyelids. Your eyeballs will not fall out. You don't need to hold them. Let your eyelids relax. Soften. Now come down towards the jaws. We tend to clench the jaws. Unclench. You can even have the teeth slightly apart. They don't have to be. They can be touching, but with no clenching. And that relaxes all the muscles around the cheeks and the chin. Now feel your tongue. Some people really push the tongue against the teeth or suck it to the top of the roof of the mouth. Just relax the tongue. And your lips, lightly touching each other. No pursing of lips. Some people have tight tension in their lips. And now come down your neck. Feel that floating feeling in the neck with the back of the head lifting. And to your shoulders. And lots of us hunch the shoulders, draw them up and in. Lower your shoulders, relax them, loosen them. Even do little circles every so often and just let them go loose. And now rest your arms. You can rest your arms in your lap, one hand holding the other. You could rest your arms putting your hands on your thighs or down on your knees. This all depends on length of arms and length of body and what's comfortable for you. No special holding with the hands. Just let them be comfortable. Some people find a pillow on their lap helps. If you don't have very long arm limbs, you might, and your body is longer, you might want support underneath your wrists and hands on a pillow. or a sweater or something. Experiment for yourself so that your shoulders are comfortable. Now put your awareness where your shoulder blades are and see if you can draw your shoulder blades slightly together, which actually has it's like the back of your middle part of your spine, the chest, thoracic area. Imagine that it's coming slightly in. Instead of slumping outwards, coming slightly in, and you'll feel your front of your chest opening. It's very slight, but it's nice to have that sense of openness of the chest. When we slump, the chest collapses and closes down, and the back of the thoracic spine slumps outwards. So hold it slightly inwards and open the chest. You feel your shoulders going back. Slightly. And now draw your attention down to your stomach and abdomen and let them be very soft and relaxed. And now come down to your pelvic area. Relax the perineum, relax the buttocks. Completely relaxed. And now into your hips and thighs. See if you can feel that your thighs are loose in your hips. The hips don't need to hold the legs. Let the legs just rest loosely against the body, heavily, comfortably. And then just slide your attention down. Notice the angle of your knees. Relax around the knees. Notice where your lower legs are, what they're touching. If you need to adjust for comfort underneath the ankle bones, fine. So that's kind of the first basic structural positional scanning. And do this oftentimes as you meditate. Get this posture comfortable and appropriately upright and appropriately relaxed, both together. Usually we're either tensely upright or we're saggingly relaxed. You want a balance between both. Now for a few moments, notice the air around you. Feel the temperature of the air in this room. Comfortably warm, in this case. Notice the sounds that are in the air. Notice how your mind is glomming. I've just told you to glomming to the sounds. There's a humming sound and occasional creaking and the odd coughing. And now unglom and notice the general quiet that's surrounding the sounds, if you like. Sounds kind of emerge from the silence, show up, gurglings and clickings, and then they fade and disappear back into the silence. There's silence as well as sound all the time when you're listening. The sounds aren't your business. There's nothing you can do about them. When we pay attention to sounds, we're hearing and we're allowing things to be as they are. This is a general attitude for meditation, for life. We recognize that's happening, we're noticing it, we're not ignoring, but there's nothing we need to do about these sounds. there's a feeling of quiet, non-busy awareness of sounds in this case. Can you feel your mind relax when it isn't having to do anything about these sounds? You don't have to like them or dislike them or fix them or tell somebody that they shouldn't or should. This is meditating attitude. Noticing and not adding any extra like or dislike, getting or avoiding. Now notice not just the quiet and the warmth of the space around you, but the sense, it's a subtle sense that it's not an empty room. You're not sitting here all by yourself in a big empty room. It's full of other people's energy. Just be aware. How do you know that you're not by yourself? Your eyes are closed, perhaps, or you're not looking around. You have the memory that you're surrounded by people, but we can sense people. Just being aware of what's present here. Now let's be aware of the floor. Underneath you in this room, there's a floor. Without looking or trying very hard, we know that we're not sitting on a field of grass or on a concrete road. We're not sitting on uneven rocks. We're not sitting on an oak wood floor either. Somehow we can tell we're sitting on cool man-made tiles on a smooth concrete floor. And then between the floor and you, there is some kind of cushioning. Feel it. Recognize it. Could be quite thick, it could be quite thin. Could be spongy, yoga mat. Could be fluffy blanket. You can feel all these things when we pay attention. Could be comfortable or not so comfortable. Check your spine that's got that floating uprightness and that your head is floating and your chin is lowered slightly and your face is smooth. And your belly soft and your shoulders relaxed. Check that your hands are relaxed and notice what your hands are feeling. Are they touching cloth on your thighs? Is one hand touching another hand? Are they curled up? Are they extended fingers? How are your hands? What are they doing? Are they twitching or are they still? We're trying to just notice what's happening without doing anything about anything. Just the way we are with the sounds. Now feel your skin in general. Feel the part of your skin which has got clothing on it. Some places it's tight, the clothing is tighter around the waist, for instance, or in the creases of the groin or behind the knees. Can you tell by feeling, without remembering, what kind of socks you've got on? And then we can feel what parts of the skin are open to the air. And we know, we can feel the difference. Clothing, cloth touching us, or not. Be aware of your own hair. If it's thick and warm and covering your neck, or if it's short and there's space all around your face and your neck. Just noticing what's happening. It's all very normal and natural, and we mostly don't notice any of this. Now we're going to sweep once more time through the body, starting with your head. The angle of your head, again, be aware of that. Feeling what you can feel on your skull, your hair. Check your face to be relaxed as we did in the beginning. Forehead, eyebrows, eyes, eye sockets, eyelids, cheeks, jaws, teeth, tongue, lips, chin. Feel the back of your head down to your neck, floating the head. Feel your throat. And down to the collar area and the clothing around your neck and throat. And your shoulders, hopefully loose and down and comfy. Let's slide down the back. Can you feel your back? The angle of it, the clothing on it. A slight inwardness in the middle of the thoracic back so that the chest opens. Right down your back, your waist, can you feel the back of your waist? Usually that's helped by clothing. But not just the skin of the back, but inside your back. The bony structure, the ribs, backbone. The softness around your waist, no ribs. Lumbar spine, angle of bones, touch of clothes down to the buttocks. The pressing of the buttocks against your seat, chair. And let's go back to the throat and slide our attention down the front, over the chest, breasts, inside the rib cage, the heart. There's the lungs moving gently inside there, expanding and contracting the ribs. Down to the solar plexus. That part's moving as you're breathing. You might be able to feel the tightening and loosening of your underwear as you're breathing. Come down to the stomach and belly. Feel your clothing, feel the warmth and softness of your whole abdomen. The deep softness of that deep, soft part of your trunk. Lower down to the groin, perineal area. Begin to feel wherever there's pressure as you go to the buttocks and the sitting bones. Now feel your thighs coming out of the pelvis. Feel the angle of your thighs. You might be able to feel how heavy your thighs are. They're very big and weighty and solid. Can you be aware of the solid, long bones in the thighs and the fat of the flesh of your thigh muscles and fat? The pressure underneath where they're being resting against something because of their weight. The inner thighs more sensitive than the outer. The difference between the top of your thighs and the back of your thighs, the back being pressed down on something, the top not so. The difference in the skin pressure. Can you feel anything down the outsides of your thighs? Come to the knees. You can feel the pressing in the back of the knees because your knees are bent somewhat. Some of you can feel the cloth squeezed of your jeans, say, as you bend your knees in the back of your knees. And notice the front of your knees that's open because your knees are bent. And you may feel your clothing again stretching over your knees. You know by feel how bent these knees are, the angle of bend. And then slide down to the lower part of the legs. Long, firm bones. The squishy calf muscles. The thin protection over the front of the shins. Touch of clothing. Pressure on your cushion or mat. Down to the ankles. Notice the angle that you're holding your feet, the bend in the ankles, whatever that might be. Any external pressure? If your knees are out, sitting cross-legged as I am, you can feel the pressure on the outside of the ankle bones and not the in. If you're sitting on a bench or kneeling in some way, you can feel the extension and pressure on the top of the ankles. If you're sitting on a chair, you can feel the sole of the foot, the right angle of the ankle. Feel the feet, into the feet, 32 bones in each foot. The relaxation is you're not holding anything. The toes are not working here. You're just passive. The feet are resting. Feel the touch of your socks. Stockings. Can you feel five separate toes? We can feel the toenail area more than the backs of the toes because there's more nerves. You can feel more the pads of the fingers because they're not protected by nails. Check again the posture, the floating uprightness of the spine from inside, not from muscles outside, the floating of the head and the lowering of the chin and the softening of the face. And now bring your awareness. Now you're aware of the whole body and the position you're in and the room you're in, and bring your awareness to your chest. And take a few moments to just notice the rhythmic expanding and contracting that's going on all the time as your body is breathing. The lift in the front of the chest and fall. The widening very slightly underneath your arms, out towards the sides. There's even moving going on in the back. The ribs are slightly widening from each other. If you really are relaxed around your abdomen, which I hope you are, you can feel that when you breathe in, your stomach and belly swell up slightly. We can't usually feel the diaphragm going down when we breathe in, but it does go down, and that makes the stomach swell out. If you watch a little child breathing, you can see their belly moving up and down as they breathe. I was in a plane with a three-year-old beside me sleeping in her seat one time, and I could see her stomach moving as she breathed. Can you feel it yourself? And then lastly, notice the throat, the nostrils, the air coming in at the top. It's possible to notice the air touching the entrance to your nostrils, both as it comes in and as it leaves. You're not doing anything about your breath, no fancy breathing. You're just observing what's going on, the various sensations. See which of the three general areas of your breathing are the easiest and the most interesting for you to notice. The nostrils, perhaps nostrils through to the throat, the chest, the abdomen. And settle on one. And now again, opening to the sounds around you in the room, and with them the sense of other people sitting quietly, little noises going on. And aware of the kind of air. And if you haven't already, let your eyes open a little bit, cast down, and let the light come in. And the pattern on the tiles, and let your gaze begin to widen and include the people around you.